It's 72 degrees and sunny here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. Austin Peay State University's Southeastern Grassland Institute recently announced a project to restore over 2,000 acres of native grassland throughout Middle Tennessee. Will Darnell was with member station WKMS and visited the organization during a key stage of the restoration process.
Before native plants are reintroduced into grasslands across the region, workers and volunteers with SGI first have to clean and store incoming seeds. Volunteers scrape and sift the seeds to remove protective leaves called chaff, which can cause problems in storage and provide less seed-to-soil contact when planted. Gus Rasich oversees the cleaning and storage process. He says once seeds are stored in SGI's seed banks, they don't stay long.
Our goal, whenever we collect seed, is for it to go back out into the environment as soon as possible. We're not so much trying to just hold on to things or collect for the sake of collecting. We want to actually use them.
Seeds stored will later play a vital role in SGI's projects across the South as they try to halt the rapid decline of southern grasslands. I'm Will Darnell in Clarksville.
You can hear the full story later this hour or at WPLN.org. A Metro Nashville council member is getting conflict of interest accusations because of her votes on East Bank development. Two Nashvillians filed an ethics complaint against Courtney Johnston. The complaints say Johnston failed to report she was on the board for the Music City Children's Museum. That's one of the organizations vying for a spot on the East Bank. The complaint notes Johnston has been participating in zoning votes on a patch of land the museum is eyeing. Johnston declined a Nashville Banner request for comment and a phone call, saying the complaint was, quote, nonsense. Commuters may not be surprised to hear that Tennessee is among the nation's worst for trucking bottlenecks. That's what freighters call those spots that are always congested no matter what time of day you hit them. According to figures by the American Transportation Research Institute, 8 are in Tennessee. Three are in the interstate loop around Nashville. Another is at the intersection of I-65 and Vietnam Veterans Boulevard in Goodlettsville. Last year, the combined Interstate 2440 in Nashville was home to one of the 5 worst trucking bottlenecks in the country and improved a little. This year, it's only 7th worst.